There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 8 of Outspoken. Hope you're all doing well. Hope your days are going great. Hope they're going by just as fast as mine. Speaking of that, anybody else's day is going by really fast? Like, ultra fast. And it feels like they should be going slower because, you know, we've been locked inside for a very long time. I mean, most of us. But it feels like they are just, because you do the same thing every day. You know, like, what is going on? Why are we moving so fast? Why? What? Because it's so boring? That doesn't even make any sense. All right, so today I wanted to talk about a couple of weird things. So, JoJo Siwa came out. That's not weird, but there's something weird that happened after. Bernie Sanders, want to talk about him. Also want to talk about apartment hunting and that vegan teacher. Because everybody is talking about that vegan teacher, and I had to look into it myself. And then there is this guy, there's this Republican. Where's the link? I have this link, and he is so just, you know how, all right, we have a new president, America, right? The USA. And something with trans people. This guy wants to trans people in sports, and this Republican is trying to pass a bill to, like, tell if people are transgender on the team. You'll hear about it when we get into it. Just want to, this morning I was reading the comments on my podcast channel. This is nothing to do with anything, but somehow, I know the channel only has 20,000 subs, right? Which is just like, it doesn't have that, like, it doesn't have 700K, like, it doesn't have a million. So I was like, this is just a community of basically all of us. But the transphobic people somehow found a way, like, found my videos. And I don't know how. I think they have this specific trans radar. They're always looking for trans people or something. I don't know what it is, but I was just reading my comments. I read my comments a lot on everything. I just figured I should post that out there. How? You have to actually listen to the podcast for a decent amount of time to hear what I'm actually saying about, like, trans topics or anything. I wanted to start the podcast out with this story. With this LGBT submission story, because it had me laughing. I just want to make you laugh in the first half. If you don't laugh, I am so sorry. Listen, grab your ears and, okay. grab your ears and listen. Just grab them, okay? So here's this submission story. So I'm FTNB, female to non-binary, and I pack because of bottom dysphoria. My husband and I were having a nice dinner at Buffalo Wild Wings, one of our favorite restaurants we go to all the time. Even so that I recognize some of the staff when we go in and vice versa. Normally, I don't use public restrooms because they make me pretty uncomfy, but if I need to go really bad, I'll use the men's restroom because I pass masculine, and that's far more comfortable than using the women's restroom. Now, with that being said, on this particular day, we had a ride from someone else because neither of us drove yet at the time, and we had been waiting a long time, and I really had to use the bathroom. Now, I get to the bathroom and saw one of the waiters go into his stall, gave a polite nod, and went into my stall to do my business. I often forget my packer is not, in fact, attached. Okay, hold on. I often forget my packer is not, in fact, attached to my body. And as soon as I sat, it fell onto the bathroom floor and landed right between... Why am I, like, crying laughing already? I can't get through it. I'm ruining this story for you. I'm ruining it. Okay, hold on. As soon as I sat down, it fell onto the bathroom floor and landed right between the stall doors, and there was just the worst silence because I know he sees it and I didn't know what to do. Do I reach for it, or do I wait till he leaves? So I just say, shit, my bad, and pick it up, and he responds, don't worry, man, it happens all the time. Nothing else was said, and I waited forever before coming out, hoping he'd be too busy and I wouldn't see him on the way out. Oh my god. So for reference, if you don't know what a packer is, it's something that you put in your pants. So it appears, I've talked about this before. I think we can all assume what a packer is, right? It's a phallic shaped. I hope nobody's listening to this conversation. I hope nobody can hear me. But it's shaped like a banana. There, that's better. Okay, and all I can picture is the sound that it makes when it hit the floor, like. And then it rolls there. Like a, that's not what it sounds like when it rolls on the tile on the bathroom floor. But that shit had when I was going through these stories, because some of them are sad, some of them are happy, some of them are funny. I died because I was reading like some sad stories and stuff, and I died. And I was like, I gotta share this with you guys. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that one. I want to talk about the Bernie Sanders thing. So did everybody see the Bernie Sanders meme that was going around? I thought it was funny. I think it's funny. Right. So, if you didn't see, at President Biden's inauguration, Bernie Sanders was there with a coat and like mittens or whatever, and he was look like he was cold, and he was sitting. And there's a picture of him sitting there, right? I'm sure you've seen the memes if you're on the internet. And people just started photoshopping him in the most random places or like funny places, like, you know, Drake's album, like the one on the CN Tower. And Drake is sitting on top and he looks so small. They put that Bernie on there. They put him on like J. Cole's album. They put him in like Where's Waldo and all these different types of places, right? And the meme was funny. I saw like a handful of them the first day. I was like, oh, like that's like Bernie Sanders. He's great. I love him. And that's funny to me. I don't know why. Now that I think of it, why is that so funny? He's just sitting there cold. It's not that funny. Okay, well, some people thought it was very, very, very funny to the point where they actually got it tattooed. Look at this picture. Look at this, if you can see this. If you cannot look at the screen right now or you can't see, someone got the Bernie Sanders meme tattooed, color and everything. It looks cool. It looks nice. But people always take it to the next bar. Like, let me take this. People take memes and they'll do it and they'll overdo it for like a whole month. And then it'll be like, it's just not as funny as it was. You guys all outdid it. You know when a joke is told and it's told for way too long, like over the span of like 3 minutes, like in a YouTube video? You know, it's like, yes, we get it, right? So that's kind of what happens with a lot of memes. But that's not the only meme that got tattooed. Do you remember all the other memes? Like that SpongeBob one where he looked like a chicken? Like, and it was, and it, you know that meme, and they would mock something like tattoos have to be meaningful, and he looks like a chicken. That's tattooed right there. You know the Pikachu meme, the one with his face with his mouth is open, like he's shocked, like it's a shocked Pikachu. That's tattooed. How about Damn Daniel? Remember that? The white van? That's tattooed. How about Harambe? Remember that? That's tattooed. How about This Is Fine? The dog sitting around the fire. That's tattooed. So, moral of the story, people love to get memes tattooed on themselves. And there's nothing like going up to your grandpa or grandma in 50 years and saying, "Grandpa, what is that white van that says Damn Daniel? Who's Daniel?" And grandpa's like, "Oh, back in my day, This kid who worked from Target." Okay, that's Alex from Target. Shit. I just can't keep up with the memes anymore. That was the wrong reference. They were both on Ellen and they both looked the same. So just forget it. But actually, Bernie was asked about the meme in an interview. And I just wanted to play this clip for you because I thought it was so nice.
One of the things that has seemed to have been a distraction from the pain you're talking about is you on the internet over the past week. The fact that you have become a meme, the picture of you sitting at the inauguration in your mittens, thousands of memes, such as some of them on the screen. I have to show you some of my personal favorites. Demi Moore She put your picture in her famous ghost scene. Jennifer Grey, you know, she played Baby in Dirty Dancing. She put you in the corners, editor. And, you know, you're even a selfie with us on election night. So my question is, are you having as much fun with this as the world is?
I am. And I am. And not only are we having fun, what we're doing here in Vermont is we're going to be selling around the country sweatshirts and T-shirts, and all of the money that's going to be raised, which I expect will be a couple of $1 million, will be going to programs like Meals on Wheels that feed low-income senior citizens. So it turns out actually to be a good thing and not only a fun thing.
Well, and apparently that's sold out. So you've got to start manufacturing more to give to charity like Meals on Wheels in Vermont and elsewhere. Senator, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dana.
Now, wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that such a beautiful thing? I didn't even think for a second. I mean, I guess it's obviously a good idea. Like, oh, you're going viral. You might want to make merch out of that to make money, right? But instead of profiting the money himself, which shouldn't be a surprise because he's Bernie Sanders, but giving it to Meals on Wheels in places that are in need, it's just like, I don't know. When I saw that, I was like, my heart felt like it was on fire. It was not on fire. My heart felt like it was being hugged. That would not feel good, but that's just what I felt like, man. Can we get a W for Bernie and that great, great idea and becoming a viral meme? He already became a viral meme before, too. Remember the, there was this meme that went on Twitter and it was like a screen cap of him. And people would caption it at the bottom and it said, I am once again asking you to blank. And that shit was, that never got old to me. That is so funny. Hold on, I want to look that up. I am once again, he said, he goes, I'm once again asking, something. Somebody photoshopped like a Karen wig onto him and it says, I'm once again asking to see the manager. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but that is so funny. I have some of those saved. They're perfect. They're perfect reaction pictures.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's step away from the memes for a second. Let's talk about, okay. This might be a boring subject to some of you, so feel free to skip right through it. And I'll talk about Jojo Siwa after, but apartment hunting. I've never experienced anything with it. Have you? If you have, you gotta let me know. You gotta give me some advice here, okay? So, me and Sheila have been looking at apartments because we want to move in together, right? Obviously. And we look at these apartments, we've called them up, we message a bunch of people. So we message like a handful of people and we can't keep up with like whatever we're interested in. We want to message them, we want to see the place or know more about it, right? One of these places gets back to us and calls on the phone. I wasn't in the room. Me and Sheila were in separate rooms. Sheila thought it was one that we were very interested in, like one of the ones that we were really looking into. So she scheduled, like he called, he was like, hey, whatever, we can schedule you for this day and this time. And so she was like, okay. So she showed me the text and I was looking at the text. I was like, this isn't, I don't even remember messaging this place. Okay. And she was like, oh yeah, that's right. Because she looked at the name and then she looked and then we Googled it and it was like this, I guess we looked at this place. It's like, it's for students or something, which we didn't mean to do. So we Google it and it has a rating of like 2.7 stars by 30 people. Okay, and every place that we've been looking at, I don't know if it's just the area we're looking at or people just don't know how to run apartment buildings. So many apartment complexes have such low ratings unless you look at like the luxury ones, right? Is that normal? Is that normal? Do you all see that? Because I've never been apartment hunting. I lived in the same house for my whole life. So after seeing the bad reviews and realizing that it's for students, Sheila called the guy back up and she was like, hey, actually, we can cancel the appointment because we don't want to come look at it. It's not what we were looking for, blah, 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 all that stuff. And then he was like, okay, well, what are you looking for? And then he did some convincing and he was giving different, like, we have this one bedroom plus den, or we have this two bedroom for X amount of money, whatever. And she was like, okay, I guess we can come look at it because we didn't know that you had that. So then appointment day comes around and I was like, we shouldn't even go. This is pointless. Like, we don't even want this place. They have awful ratings about being sketchy. Let's fuck it. So Sheila was like, no, I made the appointment. So I'm just going to go look at it myself, whatever. And it'll be a quick thing. She decided to go by herself. I insisted on coming. And then she said, no, it's fine. I'll just go. So she went. When she got there, she called the guy. He didn't answer. She texted the guy. He didn't answer. So he just ghosted her completely. Like, it's been like a couple of days now. And he just didn't even, he never showed up. So my question is, what? Like, why would you push her into coming and make an appointment, but then you ghost her when she gets to the apartment building? It was a big apartment building. Like, it was a legit place. What is that? You know, it's kind of weird. Pretty weird to me, right? Like, we wanted to cancel and then you, whatever. It doesn't make sense. So then I Reddited it. Okay. Reddited it. Yeah, I did. The apartment buildings. And wow, there is a subreddit on the apartment buildings. Okay. So this guy got an email from this place. And I guess the guy he was talking to about renting here left in the bottom of the email, right? It says, you probably shouldn't move here. Don't waste your time. And I was like, that's fucking weird. Why would you leave that in an email? So then people replied to this. There's so many replies. And this person said, let me show you. So this guy's reply says, I have a friend who worked on that building, says it's dangerous, and at one point a whole level fell through to the next during construction. Like, a whole main area of an apartment fell into the one below. Forgotten floor joists, no big deal. What? So then my assumption was like, okay, all right, so maybe Chad fell through the floor. Maybe that's what happened. Again, it happened again, because this was only 3 months ago. So yeah, and then all of the replies were just really, really bad. And they were just saying how bad the place is. Kind of weird to run an apartment complex like that, but I figured it was a good story to share because I don't know if that's a regular thing. Those of you who have been apartment hunting, I'm sure you know the nightmares that come with it because I'm experiencing it now and it sucks and I don't like it. It's not as fun as I thought it would be. Oh yeah, if none of you know, you all know who JoJo Siwa is, right? The big icon, the big dancing icon, right? So she basically came out. I don't think she necessarily said her exact sexuality. She just said something along the lines of like, I like who I like. Type of thing.
The community, how long have you been whatever you are? I don't know. I have really, really been just, I liked people, but I never had fallen in love before. But I always believed that like my person was just gonna be my person. And if that person happened to be a boy, great. And if that person happened to be a girl, great. And yeah, I think I'm just really happy. And I think that I'm really happy.
So after JoJo Siwa came out, somebody swatted her. You know what that is? That's like, this has happened to YouTubers before. It's terrifying. It's when they call the police and they basically get a SWAT team to come into your house and like break down your door and like come into your house. It's terrifying. I've seen, like, if you look it up on YouTube, it's people did it to people who stream and all this stuff. It's terrifying. So it says, after telling the world that she was the happiest she's ever been in her personal life, JoJo Siwa was subjected to the horrifying experience of being swatted merely hours after officially coming out. Hours, dude. According to Siwa, about 50 officers converged on her home yelling for everyone to come out of the house. This was hours after she wore a shirt on Twitter proclaiming herself as the best gay cousin, which was her official coming out. Basically, we went outside, hands up, because we obviously have to follow the rules and do what you're supposed to do, she explained. And then police were saying that somebody had called and made a claim, and then all of a sudden paparazzi came around from the corner. Just here, like, hours after coming out, somebody found her address. They did this whole entire thing. They found her address. They did all this stuff and got her swatted because she came out. Like, What is that? Is that supposed to be a funny prank? Haha, I got you swatted. We wasted 50 police officers' time and scared the shit out of you and your family after you came out as gay. Because it was funny. Because it's such a funny, fucking hilarious prank. That is so... I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Is that illegal? I should probably not claim things in my podcast that I don't know are true or not. I thought that was fucked up. I just figured, I don't know if... Because we knew that JoJo came out, but didn't know that. I didn't really see much coverage on the swatting thing. So I figured I should share that with you. Moving subjects. Something I actually wanted to cover quick on this episode was... satire. So my question is, like, why do so many people think that simply saying something offensive is satire? I see it all the time. I see it a lot on TikTok. So if you don't know, I made a couple of videos on people who claim that they're doing satire, right? But in the video, in their jokes that they make, like these satirical, is that the right term? In these satire jokes that they post, it's all just a joke, right? So usually the jokes are along the lines of something like literally basically implying that you're homophobic. And I was just thinking, I'm like, how is that satire? If I came on this podcast and I was just like, I'm homophobic. And then I moved into the next topic and people were like, whoa, dude, why did you say you're homophobic? And then I reply and I'm like, it's just satire, dude. Relax. I'm not actually homophobic. I was just saying that because it's funny. Like, it was satire. You need to just take a chill pill for a second. People aren't always, like, just saying that you're homophobic doesn't make it a joke. Imagine going to a bar, doing some stand-up comedy. This is actually a joke that one of these guys made, okay? And I'm gonna read it like I'm doing stand-up. Gen Z is so bad at understanding body language, nonverbal cues, and basic social skills. It's no wonder they're all offended by the R word. They're all autistic. And the crowd goes wild, right? Because it's just absolutely so hilarious. It is not, if you didn't catch my drift. So this is an actual, like, joke that one of these TikTokers made. And I was sitting there and I was like, what? How is it so funny to make fun of people with autism, like specifically teenagers? That's not satire. That's just being a piece of shit. Like, I wouldn't, there is no, who laughs at these types of jokes? Like edgy, like Leafy is here. That's the type of person who would laugh at this joke. Cause it's not even a joke. It's just a statement. It's just an opinion. Like I said, in one of my previous podcasts, I'm all for whatever type of humor. You know, I've laughed at some dark humor. I almost said dark pieces of humor, but dark humor jokes, all this other jokes. But stuff like that isn't satire. Saying that all Gen Zers are autistic isn't satire. Congratulations on making Leafy Is Here fans laugh. And if you don't know who Leafy is, congratulations. You are lucky. Briefly, also just wanted to talk about that vegan teacher. So everyone has been for the longest time, everyone has been talking about that vegan teacher. And I was like, okay, whatever. She's vegan and she sings songs. She's a TikToker, right? She has like a million on TikTok and she's meme worthy. People make fun of her, whatever. I'm sure there's vegans who listen to this podcast, vegetarians and people who eat meat. Okay. I was a vegetarian for a handful of months, and I was vegan for a little tiny bit too, a few years back for certain reasons. And so basically what this woman does is she goes on TikTok and spreads the message of veganism and how important it is, or basically like you're going to hell if you eat meat and stuff like that. So I just want to play quick old TikTok for you, okay?
Is your religion encouraging you to be kind to animals? If not, you don't have to stay. Change religions every day. Take the good parts of each one and throw the bad parts away.
I'm pretty sure. Can you nitpick religion? Can you actually do that? Can you like nitpick religion? You can pick the things that you want to follow and the things that you don't want to follow. I just thought it was a really weird TikTok. And let me play another one for you, okay?
I am so sorry that you are experiencing vegan phobia here on this app, Andrea. I was touched by seeing your tears, but I was horrified at how people treated you in the comment section, making fun of you. We need to fight against vegan phobia on this app. We need to make TikTok realize that it is as bad as racism and as bad as homophobia. Yes, it is. Because people are crying. People are afraid. They are being given death threats. Children are afraid to admit that they're vegan. Something is seriously wrong with that. It has to stop.
Okay. Hold on. We'll hit the brakes there, vegan teacher. Just hit the brakes there for a second. Okay, I understand the message of spreading veganism. Like, I have no problem with it. If someone wants to talk to me about veganism or vegetarianism, whatever, vice versa, doesn't matter. I think I like to learn about it. I think it's great. I think it's good to spread the message. But there are certain ways to spread messages, okay? There's ways to do it wrong and there's ways to do it right. But comparing vegans being bullied to racism and homophobia is a very out there statement. Back in the day when I was vegetarian and when I was vegan, it was so irritating to even say that. You know, when you say it, people are like, oh, you're vegan? Oh, you're vegetarian? Okay, so where should we go to eat? And it was just like the most, it was so irritating. I hated it. It was embarrassing to say because people judge you for it. They do. And I don't know why. Like, it's not, when I see vegans and vegetarians, I think it's a great thing. But to bully somebody, it's not vegan phobia. To bully someone based off of what they eat, people are going to eat what they want, right? If they want to be vegan, they're going to be vegan. If they want to eat a bunch of junk shit, they're going to eat a bunch of junk shit. Like, that's their life. Just like everything else in the world, you can make your own decisions. But also, the way she pushes her message is just not, it doesn't come across as genuine. That's why people are annoyed with her. So that's why I was looking into it. If anybody else was curious, I was just like, why does everybody hate this woman so much? And I get why people are annoyed with her. And the last thing I wanted to talk about here is such a weird, it's so weird. What is this guy's name? Here we go. So if you're not updated with politics, I don't know, politics has just been so interesting because of the change of presidency and just being trans is just so political nowadays. It is such a giant political discussion for whatever reason. So this Republican from Florida, he is a, I don't know what, he's a congressional Republican, and he's introduced a federal bill that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in school sports. Now, this is such a controversial topic that goes around. Everybody has their opinion on it, right? Because it's like people think in terms of, you know, this giant 6'5 biological male who has just started estrogen 2 months ago is now going to be on the women's track team and break all the records. And then there will be people who also say, like, you know, this trans woman is small. She's 5'5". She's been on hormones for 3 years, weighs 130 pounds or whatever. Why shouldn't she be allowed? And it's just a whole, it's a huge, giant topic. Basically, what happened was, I'm going to read this for you right here, okay? Greg filed a new legislation dubbed the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act that would require women's sports at the scholastic level to allow only athletes born biologically female. And then it says in quotes, this guy Greg said, by forcing biological female athletes to compete against biological male athletes in competitive sports, we're taking away women's opportunities on and off the field, he said. Specifically, the bill would impose a requirement on school athletics to apply Title IX protections. I don't know what number that is in Roman numerals. Which one is it? 9? Does that mean 9? Which requires schools to offer the same sports opportunities to male and female athletes, to recognize an athlete based on their reproductive biology and genetics at birth. So when I read that, I was like, what the fuck does that mean? So I was Googling, and this other article basically said, so this bill does not describe exactly how schools should determine what someone's sex assigned at birth is, just vaguely stating that sex shall be recognized based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. This bill will be a direct challenge to the Biden administration's position that anti-LGBTQ discrimination is already illegal under federal law and that transgender people have the same rights to participate in sports like anybody else. Basically, I just thought it was a really weird bill because it's like, all right, let's see. So you want to be on the girls' team? Just pull them down. Just pull your pants down. Let's see. Like, are you allowed to be on the girls' sports team? I don't know. But, you know, as your coach, pull them down. What if you haven't changed your birth certificate and you were a young trans girl, right? And nobody knows, you transitioned at like age 7, right? And you're a girl, you're passing as a girl and you want to play basketball and you have no advantage. And then they're like, okay, no, you can't be on the team because you were born biologically male after pulling down your pants for us in the locker room. The bill should just be defining a little bit better rather than saying they're going to recognize an athlete based on the reproductive biology. Because I don't know, that could mean 100 million things. So I just thought I should put that out there. that they're already starting a bill. And again, like this, the whole trans people in sports thing is so controversial. And, you know, they never say anything about trans men being in sports. Hey, I have an advantage. If I went on a football team, I'd be like a bullet, like a little bullet. If everyone else is big, you know how much I can like get through there? Any sport, basketball, hockey, maybe not baseball, but they never complain about the trans men. And technically, and we take testosterone. So how do we not have an unfair advantage, right? Or they might be discussing that. I just haven't seen it. It's just always the trans women, because a lot of people love to give their opinions on trans women. I definitely think trans women get a lot more transphobia than trans men for some reason. So yeah, that's everything I have today. But I do have one more LGBT story. It's a quick one too. It's a funny one, if you're still listening this far. Just wanted to give you this crappy therapist experience, because people have, I've heard nightmares about therapists, and it's weird because why are these types of people therapists? Listen in on this story. If it's true, it's fucked up. So basically, my mom decided to take me to see a therapist. And at our first appointment, this brand new therapist started asking me personal questions so she could get to know me better. To be honest, I wasn't putting in that much effort into the conversation, so I mentioned briefly that I had a girlfriend. To which she replied by saying, "Oh, so you're gay?" I'm gonna be honest, I can never turn gay. I love pee. Not pee. I love pee. I can never be gay. Pee, I just love pee. Am I allowed to say this word? I don't know. I love penis, is what it says, is what the therapist said. So, and then this kid says, "I was speechless. What the fuck is a 15-year-old lesbian supposed to say to that? But hey, at least she was honest?" Like, okay, first, that's such a weird thing to say to your brand new client who's also 15 years old and a lesbian. So what do you think you're going to get out of that? Like, they're not going to be like, "Oh yeah, you got a point. Now I'm going to reconsider being a lesbian, because like, that's a really good point. I never thought about that point before." Just, I don't know, it's fucking weird. So yeah, that is everything I have today for today's podcast. If you did like it, make sure you rate it, make sure you sub or follow it, whatever you want to do. And yeah, if you have any feedback at all whatsoever, let me know, and I'll appreciate that very much. But thanks for listening. I will see you all next week, and it is my birthday very soon. So I will be so much older next time I post. All right. Okay. Goodbye, everybody.